That's the one. Good.
Okay, we got to get into. We're coming up to 4 hours. Ion's going to collapse, or Jacob's going to collapse. So we need to get to the 10 tribes and the 10 cells, or the matchables to the cells. So ask something about that, Bert.
Okay, Ion. There's 12 tribes, which is being connected
13,
to the
13 tribes. We've always been 13 tribes.
Yeah, 13.
We had a lot of people who were not.
People are not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ion, are the 12 tribes outlined in the angel diagram? 13, I'm sorry. Are the 13 tribes outlined in the
and
angel diagram?
And then you had the valence. Then you had the valence and the valence. So, yeah, and that's how you get it.
14 rings. Okay. The,
hey, listen, Bert, I just occurred, you know, the people who are not, who Ion says were pretty cool, they were my Coathanite gang, the guys who didn't fall,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My secret team.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't fall. You know, get everybody mm-hmm. else to fall. They, because we're the people who were not. Or, no, there's no such people who didn't
That'd
fall.
It'd be like Kojak and Beretta. They were cool.
Yeah. And
but not as cool. But not as cool as Barnaby Jones or
no.
Ironsides, Perry Mason.
Or Spy versus
Mason.
Mission Impossible. What was it? Spy versus
or
Spy.
Or Andy Griffith.
Griffith.
Or
always
yeah,
Andy Griffith.
Griffith.
Barney Fife.
The dumbest guy ever on TV.
Yeah.
Okay, Bert, that was just a side thing. Back to what genetic structures match up with which tribe? Because it's the perfect cell in the angel diagram. So you take those 13 tribes, where are they in the angel diagram, and what are the cellular complements of them? That's the point here, Bert.
That's easier. Deuteronomy, Bert.
No. We know you say Deuteronomy all the time.
The baguette.
We want to have an enumeration. What is the, I don't know what the first tribe is. Name any of them as the first tribe. What part of the cell is the first tribe?
Yeah, Reuben. Reuben, Ion. Is Reuben ring one?
Not the rings. The genetics. Like, are they mitochondria? Are they chromosomes? Whatever
no,
is biological.
You can't get that like that because the biological is ridiculous. The only biologics you have, you don't even have aperture science. Your science is fictitious. So if you do that, we're going to do this, but if we do this, it's going to be all metaphor. 100%.
Okay,
Carolyn's going to blow. Carolyn's going to take the .22 pistol and shoot you between the eyes. But she hates me.
I know. But we get this map and we give it to our enemy when we enter. I negotiate with the grammarians or whatever the fuck, the alien, the guardians, the aliens, they'll translate Finnegan's Wake and I'll show up this fake chart and we'll see who catches who out first. You see, Bert, so let's go with this fiction. We want this fiction. Reuben tribe. What cellular fiction are they?
Are the Benjamites mitochondria, Ion?
No.
Yeah, it may. The term cells may not be accurate, Bert. We got to just ask him, okay, the Reuben tribe. What are they? They could be Orion's belt or something, you know? I'm trying to figure out to match up something else with the typical anthropomorphic tribal image we have of each tribe. What are they really representing? What else?
The only way you're ever going to get that, is do it like the parts of God.
Okay,
they would be
parts
visible
of God.
Among themselves. The parts of God, like God's hands, God's feet, God's breastplate. God's head, God's toenails, God's scrotum.
Yeah, that's
scrotum
what you say, that
God.
Phrase, the something Moses, three parts, sons of God, you know, you put the word parts in there, in that phrase.
Mm-hmm. True
You
part.
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
true part.
Sons of God, two parts, sons of Abraham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is that what
true
you're
part.
Pointing at
true,
here?
True, not two. True.
True.
True, T-R-U-E.
Yeah, is this what you're pointing at when we're going to do the parts
yes.
of God? Okay, yeah. Bert, start naming the tribes. I'm too lazy to look them up.
Okay, okay, we'll start at the bottom. Benjamin. It's a, Benjamin, the God's head?
From the knee,
God's head?
From the knee to the foot.
Good. The shin. The shin of God.
Shin. The shin of
That's
God.
Right.
Joseph.
At the hip.
Okay. Hip hop. Joe.
Nephali.
Remember that song, Joe? Where are you going with that gun? 1965.
Jaw.
Naphtali is jaw.
Okay.
Dan. Dan.
Bicep.
Okay. Asher.
But you actually might more accurately call it the clavicle. Because
clavicle.
If you don't have
okay.
a clavicle,
clavicle,
you can't have a bicep.
Right.
More
Dan
rightly.
Clavicle. Okay. Asher.
But not just the bone. It's not the bone. It is the clavicle, but bicep.
Okay.
Asher. The feet.
Asher the feet. Gad.
The hand.
The hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zebulun.
The head.
Issachar.
Issachar is the face of God.
Judah.
Is the back.
Levi.
That we're going to call that the breastplate.
Mm.
Or you might say the innards, but it's innards. What protects the innards. It's what protects the innards. So it would be like your chest. We can call your chest. But not the hara, because that's something else.
Simeon.
The neck. Simeon is the neck.
Reuben.
Forearms. Like Popeye's forearms.
Yes.
Forearms. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ian, the people who are not.
The aura around God.
Wow.
And some would say the aura around you, too. Some would say the aura over your God, too.
That makes sense.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yep. So that would be the plane of essence residue?
Oh, my God. There you go with that bullshit.
No. The aura is the people who are not, who are the Kohathanite gang that Ophanel set up as his palace guard, who knew the whole story.
Okay.
That would,
put it in your
it's
chart.
Like another dimension.
Put it in your chart. If you can fit it in your chart, we'll say, okay, Bob. So
we'll make that the Thompson quadrant. The Thompson Quadrant. Paradise is the Thompson Quadrant.
Yeah. It's a pair of dice, all right. They're loaded dice, but there's two of them. Yep.
Yeah. Paradise.
Paradise.
So, Bert, we have this laid out, and then how tall is this God, Ion? Is that a factor?
Bigger than you.
Is he... quite bigger.
Depends on your perspective. You're bigger than you
All
are
right,
someday.
So he's bigger than us. Is this the Canaan? You described Canaan as a word for Andromeda. And yet the giants of Canaan, are these the gods?
They're called Canaanites. They are bigger and they are godly.
All right. So what are they in the cell on the angel diagram? Are they, the angel diagram is a cell, so how does the God anthropomorphic body fit the angel diagram?
Deuteronomy, as we've mentioned.
Well, Deuteronomy is begat, begat, begat. How does that become a God?
That's the cell. If you go backward, retrace it backward, that's what you get.
Oh, you come from a god. You get a god.
Well, you come from a little man back to a god. You were a god. That's the only way you can come back to a god.
No, that's right. The the Deuteronomy is devolution. The big gappy gap again, devolution.
Devolution. Some might call that de-evolution, but you call it devolution.
Yeah, de-evolution, decline. Moving into reclining, ending up in Dobbs Palace on Mata Island.
Oh, yeah.
Reclining.
Like a fat Bob,
fat
a fine Bob, a fat
yeah.
Bob.
Fat farm. Fat farm, P-H-A-T. In the Mediterranean, north of Malta.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yeah. Bert, we established that, Canaanites. So when we get to Andromeda, will we be bigger by then, Ion, as big as the Canaanites were?
Should be.
Mm.
Yeah, because you'll have forfeited most of your biases by then.
Right, and this going through the changes in Bert's body is the growth pains of growing to the size of a Canaanite. That's what you're detailing with Bert's body.
He doesn't see that as pain. He doesn't see it as
pain. Yeah, okay,
pain.
Forget that word. Sorry, put it in there.
Yeah.
We did the evolution of Bert, and that's showing the growing.
Painful. Ascension is not painful.
Yeah,
it's
we can see to that point, Ion. You don't need to go on about it. Okay.
Well, okay.
No, well, take it. Take the victory.
Coconut.
You don't get many
There's
of them.
Coconut.
Take it.
There's a coconut. There's
yeah.
a coconut.
On the
got milk in it.
You
so.
Can't get that milk into me.
Get in here. Get into my belly. Get into my belly. Get into my belly, Bob. Get into my belly.
Okay. So, quickly, before I forget, what was the topic, Carol?
He already forgot. Andromeda.
Let
it go one more minute.
Not that tribe. Everybody's losing it. It's going. I'm losing it.
He'll forget what he forgot.
Pain. We're talking about Bert's body growing.
Yeah.
That's what you've been detailing.
Evelyn Bishop, yeah.
Who's Evelyn Bishop, Carol?
Bishop.
That's
the speed line.
Right.
Speed
yeah, that. Yeah, McLuhan went to the Evelyn Bishop School of Speed Reading. That's right. I'm pretty sure it was Evelyn Bishop. But so you've documented the
change
in Bert's
body. You're pretty sure.
Body.
We just told you. You're pretty sure, and we just told you. Well, go figure it. You got a good Wikipedia, but it ain't good as our Wikipedia, Bob.
No. As soon as you said it, I remembered that's why I thought it was familiar. In the McLuhan biography, they talk about the speed reading course he and Eric took.
Well, we'll have to check with Andrew Crystal about that. We're not so
you
sure.
You will.
That's right.
No one else is going to help you, but the or could help you. So we're
Evelyn
getting
the
point,
the
Carol. So all this talk of Bert's body
Evelyn
is about
Wood.
The growing,
Evelyn
the Canaanite size.
Evelyn Wood did
is Ion
Evelyn
agreeing?
Wood
he's
did
a free. He doesn't like us knowing this because then we could stop. He's trying to drown out the meaning of the Bert documentation.
Wow.
Well, you could say it's important that we're going to have the same growth issues.
I'm going to get taller.
Yes. Carol going to get taller? Ion?
Well, of course. She already has.
Yeah, she keeps seeing photographs where she looks smaller.
I think the perspective, her f-stop's got to be adjusted.
Oh, yeah, that was a topic. Frequency, I got to write that in there. What was the frequency topic? The new f-sharp. F-sharp, Bert, you were doing that.
Yes.
Pi, that was before pi
oh,
or after
pi.
Pi.
Pi, it was part of it, the frequency.
Yeah, f-sharp.
And cornbread. Don't forget cornbread. We talked about cornbread.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so so you get that, Bert. You never knew until now that he's documenting your growing of your size.
So now that you knew, that you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it works.
Hey, Loyette,
yes.
Is your son still living, listening, or did he get bored like all the other stupid
kids? Bob, you can't accuse people of dying. Carol don't like that. Don't do that, Bob. We're going to have enough of this now. Behave yourself.
I didn't accuse him of dying. I accuse him of being stupid. Okay?
What you said is he's still dying.
I didn't say that. I have to keep going back. I haven't learned how to get
that
on
recording.
Skip yet. Or strip or whatever you guys are on.
Yeah.
Sip.
Sip, yeah, sip. Skype.
It's pretty easy, Bob. It's pretty easy.
There you go.
I'm going to run through with it. The Bill sent me instructions. We'll run through it and tailgate. And hopefully won't take too long.
No,
Bill's got to say how to do it or he won't have it. Bill is what's got it all worked out.
Okay. All right, so we need to, I think we can wrap up, Bert, and we'll take a break.
Yeah.
I'll play the thingamajigs, and then Carolyn can come back. That means Bert got the first, 6 hours. Is that unfair or what? And
When you're at number 87, Bob, you've got to catch up somehow. You got to make
up you need
somehow.
Work.
And put him in, this is reform school. We put him in reform school so he can maybe make the grade now.
Yeah, and Heather.
Is Santa there still?
No. Heather laid out 10 feet tall. I guess that's a Canaanite. Maybe she knows for sure. Loyette says that Brady is still listening. What's he think of this talk, Loyette? I mean, does it mean anything to a young five-bodied mutant? Millennial? Skip is appreciating this. Thanks, Bert. Bob. Yeah, so much. They don't seem to worry about Bert dominating for 5 or 6 hours. Okay, we go over to
Jack Mike, though.
Susanna. What?
Jack Mike.
Yes, Jack
Mike. My nigga. You know my nigga. He might be. Yeah. He might not like you.
Is that you, Sip? I mean, Susanna? You want this Sip? You Sup? You wimp?
Is this Sup with Lup? Is this Luffy? Luffy, come on in here, Luffy. Are you Sip?
That is. Hello. I was right. Here's your number. You probably don't know your number, Savannah. It's 172-589-925-25390 with a bunch of dots in between them.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
You don't see that, do you?
No.
Yeah. All right.
No, but that is our American Express. That is our American Express. So thanks for that.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Bob. Okay. Okay, so Carolyn, you can address Susanna with your issues.
Hey, Susanna.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, I got an email from somebody who claims they know Bob. So, of course, he asked a ridiculous question. But it was like, well, you know, I heard Susanna's mother was doing well, but then it looked like she was still taking medication for her pain, and he said, my mother has been, you know, saved by the formulas, but she still has pain or some pain, especially in her shoulders. I'm going to recommend Pico Silver in case it's a subclinical infection. But he said,
tell her to try meth. Tell her to try meth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's plan B. So
okay, got it.
You know, he seemed to say, well, Susanna's mother didn't get cured, so I just wanted an update to tell him.
Okay, so all of the inflammation markers for her rheumatoid arthritis are no longer there. So she does not have any more inflammation for her rheumatoid arthritis, and I guess it's been in what the doctor says, remission, for 3 years. She does take pain medication because she has osteoarthritis, which has eliminated all of the cartilage in her knees. So she has bone on bone, and that gives her pain. So that she is still taking pain medication for that. But all of her pain in her joints, the rest of her joints in her body, her hands, her knees, or her ankles, her feet, are gone. She's no longer swollen. The enlargement of her knuckles on her hands has all gone away. She has gained movement in her thumbs, which were frozen. She couldn't bend them, and now she can.
Yeah.
So she's doing really well.
Yeah.
And it all started with the lotion, just using the lotion. And then I introduced her to, and she agreed to start taking the Remag and the Remite and the Recalcia. And I give her potassium and the Pico,
silver.
The silver and the other one. I can't believe I'm blanking out on the name.
Zinc.
Exactly. Yeah, she takes it all. I wish I could give her more of the magnesium. She takes a tablespoon and a half of that and the Remite every day, but she won't take more. I can't get her to drink more.
A tablespoon, Susanna, which is a teaspoon.
No, a half a tablespoon, sorry. Half a tablespoon.
Right. Have you put it in the berry, the vitamin C berry powder for the taste?
I'm going to try to get her to do that. I just got that, and it is so delicious. I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and have her take that, and maybe as a secondary, another glass that she takes a day that she drinks, because she's really good about it. I put it in one glass in the morning, and she does drink it throughout the day, so she doesn't chug it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to give her that she could take maybe in the afternoon or as a supplemental. She does drink more water, but I can't get her to drink more with more of the minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just a little resistant.
Oh, gosh.
And,
are you kidding? Resistant compared to, you know, don't touch me with anything, girl. Stay away.
Yeah, she was absolutely. Yeah, no, she actually, she makes sure I don't forget to give her that every day, because it's also how she's seen a difference in how she sleeps and also her, because of the pain medication, she doesn't take a whole lot, but it does have an effect. It causes her constipation, and she doesn't have a problem with that anymore. She's very regular, and she loves that.
Yeah. Wow, that's such a great update.
Okay. Hey, now listen,
yeah.
It's actually, in normal pink cultural terms, Susanna can claim she's kind of a scientist running a lab on her mother, and she should start to document some of the stuff or something. What is she, 93, 94 now?
93.
Look at that, 93 years old. And you've been working on it for about 3 years or more?
More like 4 or 5.
Yeah, because I think at 91, which was when I first heard her age, you've been working on it for about 2 years.
Wow.
So you can say 89. And you should start mapping it out a bit, because just as Ian documents Bert, you're documenting one person who pretty soon will be 100, and it'll be quite a statement.
Well, another thing I noticed is that she has had snow white hair for years. All her hair, pure white, beautiful. Now she's getting dark hair again. She's got dark hair coming out.
Wow.
And people are commenting, your hair is getting darker. It's getting, you see some dark hair in your head, on your head. So.
Now, remember, she was sad she was getting better because she wanted to die to be with her husband. Does she still have that attitude, or that's forgotten?
Well, she does. And with COVID, of course, that gives her an opportunity. But
yeah, she wants people to come in the house without masks on, right?
No, actually, she's very, she doesn't want to be exposed. She wants everybody to stay away because she doesn't want to suffer. She wants to go to sleep and not wake up. And she doesn't want to get sick and have an illness or have an illness that causes her suffering and becoming more of a burden and all that.
Yeah. So you're saying she's still suicidal, still wants to die, but she enjoys getting these benefits because they help her die with less pain.
Yes. So she's looking forward.
Get her a
date.
Just get her a date. Get her a
you?
Date.
What the hell? This is not your field, Ion. What the hell? You stay out of this. And you're supposed to be unconscious by now anyways. Okay. Carry on, Susanna. Do not be bothered by the gallery.
Yeah, she wants to do it like she wants to go like her, both of her grandmothers. And they just went to sleep one night and didn't wake up. And
her grandmothers? That must have been the 19th century, for fuck's sake. They were pioneer women.
Early 20th.
Wow.
What about your siblings? Have they recognized what's going on?
They are aware. I had one brother who was concerned that thought I should have her doctor be aware that I was giving her these minerals and see what he said and make sure he was okay with it. That didn't happen. And my mom is, you know, she doesn't care. She says, I'm fine. I'm taking them, and I don't care what the doctor says. They're
stupid. You got these little people around you that don't understand anything about it, not interested in it, and think you might be hurting her.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's really bad.
Exactly. But they all agree, because I have to keep them all posted on every doctor visit and the results. And I mean, her rheumatologist is amazed at how well she's doing. She goes for her checkups with her primary doctor. The primary doctor thinks that she's doing wonderfully. I mean, she really doesn't take much medicine other than the pain medication and some methotrexate for her rheumatoid arthritis. And other than that, she's not on anything. She doesn't have high blood pressure. She's not overweight. She doesn't have...
She used to be on a few more things?
No, she never has. But everyone is surprised that she's not on more.
Right.
You're
not up to snuff with your drugs.
Wait a minute, Carol. Why is the rheumatoid still there?
Yeah, why is she still on the methotrexate? That's pretty tough.
It is strong stuff, and that's for the next visit. I'm going to ask, they are very reticent about taking her off of anything because they don't want it to change. They, I guess, have an effect, a bad effect, that she would have a resurgence of the pain or the inflammation.
Right.
So, and then my mom is also like, everything's perfect right now. I don't want to change anything because I don't want to upset my system.
Yeah, and I would tend to agree, but partly the doctors, they never see anyone improving, so they've never weaned anyone off methotrexate. People die on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that bad? Oh, my gosh. I need to try to get that. Well, they did want her to have an injection of Prolia. She was taking the other bone thing. I forget what it's called.
Fosamax.
And they saw that she was doing well with her bones, and then they said that she could stop taking it. And then they wanted to put her back on it. She had a bone density that looked like she had deteriorated a little bit. And then he wanted her to take that Prolia because it's just a 1-6 months, every 6 months, an infusion. I was not wanting to do that. And my mom didn't want to do it either. She goes, I'm 93 or I'm 92, or however, when she was whatever that was, well, a couple of years ago. It's like, I don't want to have to do it. I don't care. If I fall, I fall. And the doctor was just concerned about her falling and breaking a bone. I read up on that stuff, and that's not good. It seems like it will mess up your bones worse than they were before. So,
and the side effects read like a disaster.
They do, and what they don't tell you is that once you start taking it, you can't stop because the effect of stopping it has a really adverse effect on the bones.
Yeah.
So So I was lucky that my mom just didn't want to do it, and I supported her. And the doctor pushed a little, and I said, well, she doesn't want to do it. She just doesn't want to do it. And they stopped. And
just get her a date. That's all. That'll take care of it, for God's sake. Easy. Get her back in the cycle. She'll be all right.
Put her back in the cycle. No, but she's doing great. And then they just gave her a bone density test at her last appointment, so I'm curious to see how that turns out at her next appointment, which she goes every 3 months to see her rheumatologist.
Is
so I will let you know.
Right. Is she able to get any exercise? Because that's what she needs for her bones.
She does. She walks. Well, she does some laps around the house.
Yeah.
Every day. So
yeah.
That's pretty much it. But she, this is the first year she didn't mow the lawn. She stopped mowing the lawn. So the front of the backyard and the front yard. So we had a yard guy come out and do the lawns. So this is the first year she said she didn't feel like she wanted to do it anymore.
But she did. So she stopped doing the lawn, and then she got on your products, and she started doing the lawn.
Yeah,
remember that?
I do remember that.
No, she never stopped, but what happened was she was after, you know, because you go through the winter, then you start in the spring, and I would see that she was in pain. She was really tired. It would take a lot out of her. And then after she started the products, it was as if nothing. I mean, she would go out and do it, and she had no effect. It didn't affect her. She didn't have any pain. Uh-huh. She wasn't exhausted. She didn't need recovery time for her muscles to regain strength. She didn't have any after effects. Negative after effects of doing this major workout of mowing lawns.
No lactic acid, right, Carol?
Yeah.
My brother was amazed seeing her. She's like, I have to make her stop and rest because I'm concerned that she's going to fall over, but she wants to keep going. So she has an immense amount of stamina, and she, you know, does all the housework. She does the laundry. She does the dishes. She does all the cooking. I mean, she's very active. She does everything.
Was she as active before, like 5-6 years ago?
She was always, yes.
But she was deteriorating, right. Getting achy and sick and all these things while doing all of them.
Yeah.
So, Carol, what'd you say?
Seeing
that?
I was seeing more effects of, you know, she was slowing down and she was having more pain and things were affecting her. She was having trouble recovering from doing activity.
Yeah, that's why you started sneaking the stuff into her out of sympathy for her, because she didn't want it, but you had to sneak it into her.
Right.
And, you know, Carol, if people think, oh, they got brainwashed by Dr. Dean believing mentally a placebo effect, there's no verbal conditioning of her or brainwashing her to get better. This is happening like she's an animal and just making the animal get better without any propaganda being said at her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Susanna?
Right. She had no idea. I saw her and her test results getting better. I mean, I was the only one that knew that she was having, at the time, the lotion. That was what I was attributing to the positivity of her lab results, her blood tests, having good results. And I even asked the doctor one time.
You began by sneaking the lotion on her somehow, right?
I replaced the lotion in her, what she used to use, and I just dumped it and put it in the Remax,
And she would put that on thinking she was putting on her old lotion.
Yes.
And did she notice a difference in the texture or anything?
No, she didn't notice a difference. Mm-mm. She doesn't to this day know that I did that.
Right. And so you got Leah says, wow, Susanna. Kenley says Susanna got the good genes. I don't know why he gets that idea.
Well, if your mom is at 93 and still functioning well, then that's passed on to her children.
Well, he's hoping. There's no evidence Susanna's got the good genes.
She's her mother's daughter.
It doesn't matter. It took Susanna to get on our product to start jogging 20 miles a day or something that she hadn't done in years. She was deteriorating, right, Susanna? And then you got on our products, and you got better, or you got more athletic or more stamina. You remember that?
Well, what happened was I had total body meltdown, the way that Carolyn defines it.
Yeah.
I was struggling with that for years, and then I got on the products. Things got a whole lot better, and my doctor told me to stop running and stop working out because I was burning out my adrenal glands because they were messed up. And I decided to start running again, thinking that it was going to really wear me out and I wouldn't last long. But I ran a mile after years of not running. I did it. I had energy. I had energy after I finished. I was never sore afterwards. So that was pretty wild.
Right. And did you keep doing that?
No.
No. Well, you did it for a while, and then you got a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
I moved here.
So you have good, do you say you've got good genes?
I would say I have good cells. I have perfect cells.
Yeah. Now I had.
Yeah, actually, that is the way to say it. You know, the common parlance is if someone has a very elderly parent, you know, like Kenley's saying, "Oh, you've got good genes; you'll live long." But it is more about the cells. So we all have healthy cells.
Well, you have to get your health cells deteriorate, so you have to take our products to get healthy.
Of course, it's
bullshit. Doesn't matter whether you got good genes or good cells. You're wearing down without our products.
Yeah, you have to have our products.
Yeah, that's the key. It's not I got good genes. Just say I got Dr. Dean's products. That's why. So now I have to renew my thing here. Linda said something interesting. Let's see. It's funny. It just won't show the, I saw her email come in, and then it's gone. So why would that be to renew this, see if that brings it in?
Look in the trash.
No, it's not. This is the chat line. I don't know. There's no trash in the chat line.
Well, the genes
then she says she deleted it. Anyways, you don't need to delete it. She says, amazeballs, what a testimonial, and that's what I was going to say. Definitely we're going to make this, Ed, to make a testimonial. Place plastered all over the place. It's a very good statement of what can happen to the Club of 90.
The Over 90 Club.
Over 90 Club. I mean, Linda, what nonsense. What demon possessed you, Linda, to delete it, for fuck's sake? wait, why?
We said to look in the trash, didn't we?
I don't know where trash is in this this page.
The trash.
The deleted part, Bob.
Yeah, but where is that? I don't see any trash marker. I don't think there is one. So did we do it in depth? That's really good. Susanna's finished.
That's great. Thank you.
Or maybe now I might have, he might be hurt, his feelings hurt, but before he goes to sleep, would you like to say something about this, Ion? You have a different perspective on it?
No, we just told her to get her a date. She won't need all that other shit. She'll be all right.
Oh, I agree with that, Susanna. She's been focusing as a scientist on her lab for years. Maybe she should take a little break, Susanna.
Talk about my mom, a date, my mom.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about you.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you either, girly. It wouldn't hurt you either. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Girly, that's right. Yeah.
So, I was wondering, I asked Ion, genes have changed, would you say? There's good genes now in both my mom and myself because of the products?
There are no bad genes, darling. Your body's just responding in kind. You're coming back to what you've always been. Okay.
Uh-huh. Great. Good, good, good. I like it.
Yeah, so that's very good work there. Great. Everybody should be doing that to their family, surreptitiously altering them.
Getting them dates.
Well, yeah, we ought to start hooking up people in the over 90 club, Carolyn. So find some old guy that's been doing well, and we'll introduce him to Susanna's mother.
Why? Whoa. What if she's a cougar? She might want some young.
Oh, okay. Yeah, some of these younger guys, like Ben Pelton. Ben's probably looking for an older woman.
People they can keep up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the people who need my mom.
JW is great granddaddy. He kept marrying because his wives would die. And he got tired of it. So the last one was Bertha, and she was 85, and he was 105. He got him a younger wife, so he wouldn't have, so she could keep up.
Oh, wow.
Wait, was that Cedric? Is that his name, Jada? Ion?
No, Samuel.
Right. Cedric's older, right?
Way older. And then you go two back, it's Lemuel Buchanan.
Right, but is Cedric the guy that would take the buggy coats to Washington every year to report on the South to the politicians
no,
and they wait 2 weeks?
That's Cecil. No, that's Cecil, not Cedric. Cecil.
Yeah, the C. There's the C. Right, Cecil. Mm-hmm. All right, Cecil is the guy, the legend for people like Strom Thurmond.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was good to his slaves.
Who, Strom Thurmond?
Cecil.
Right. Now, that means, was he involved with Queen Victoria?
Still is.
Right. And so Cecil is one of the hidden factors in the assassination of Lincoln, right?
Say the CSA, Confederate States of America. You're cleaner that way. Because he wasn't involved in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, for God's sake. But the CSA was.
Right. And that would be, Cecil wouldn't mind them taking Abraham Lincoln's name off the high school, which happened the other day.
No. You don't take the names. You don't take names off things. If it's inappropriate to name it, don't name it that. But there's no mistake. Once you nail it in, you leave it.
Yeah.
You don't take it down. It's like
very good.
Statues. If you don't like the Confederacy, that's fine, but you don't take down a statue. Just like somebody dies and then you decide you don't like them, you don't go dig up their headstone, do you? You leave the headstone alone. So, you know, even if you don't like them, you don't dig their headstone up. So, yeah, you don't go changing things. You don't go undoing things.
Yeah, Walter Bauer used to say that, you know, we're all living upside down. The way we are right now, everybody's doing everything for the wrong reasons, right? Little people.
Are we supposed to engage that? It's just your babble, not ours, Bob.
No. Do you agree with me that everybody is doing things for the wrong reasons? What?
We don't even know what you're talking about. You're just going on.
Susanna, this is the problem. All of a sudden, Ayn starts getting paranoid. Like, he knows not to say something because I'll get killed. So he discourages it.
My God, and then next thing you know, he wants to be implicated in the cancel culture of trying to kill Abraham Lincoln and get him on the right side of the good side, the good thing. We killed Lincoln. You can take that name off the high school if you want to. We the numbnut motherfuckers would kill that carpetbagger. We kill that carpetbagger.
He needed killing. That guy, if anybody needed killing.
Your Honor, he needed killing. You don't get rid of the cancel culture by
by double indemnifying the cancellation process.
Okay. I just wanted to say the people who are not were the 13th tribe, Carolyn.
Yeah.
You know, of the Jews. That was the
God's
biker gang.
God's peculiar people.
Yeah, that was the major biker gang in Nova Scotia. And they went to court, something, they had a scandal something.
Was Peg Bundy? Peg Bundy was from Canada?
Yep, and from Halifax, Nova Scotia. So they got in trouble, so they were in court, and I actually went and watched them get tried. And when they were up on the witness stand, they would blatantly make hand signals to their lawyer. I think that's where I got hand signals for the blind. They'd make hand signals so obviously. I was looking around. Nobody was complaining about these guys making hand signals, but what they were saying. So I reported to the clerk or something, whoever I reported to, and they took down my complaint, and nothing was done about it. But it almost was they hypnotized the local people so much that they were so afraid of them that they didn't notice the hand signaling going on. So, but that's the 13th tribe. They're my people. The 13th tribe was in Halifax because I was there, and that's the Coathanites. So that was a simulation of interplane dynamics. You get that, Bert? Is Bert still there?
So is that illegal or not allowed, the signaling to the lawyers?
Yeah, you can't sit there in a witness stand and tell the, okay, the guy's saying something, the lawyer say, no, don't say that, you know, and he just signals. That's what it was. And the guy in the witness stand was signaling the lawyer to shut up about something. They were signaling back and forth. They must have thought they were mutants and they just had wiggly hands or something. They just didn't understand that they were hand signals for the blind. And that was 73-74, right before I composed Hand Signal for the Blind. So that might be, I forgot about that they caused that maybe. So, Bert, do you get the metaphor there? The 13th tribe showed up in the Android meme or of social reality around me. I didn't have the Hells Angels. We had the 13th tribe. And I knew people that knew them and tell stories. When one guy, they went to his home and he had like 5,000 books he stole from the public library. He had the whole library in his house. He was illiterate. He was trying to catch up to me.
Is that how you got yours for your library?
I learned from that guy. Yes, I hired him. My first library that I bought.
With your library.
My first purchase.
You bought the library card. That's all you did. You signed up and bought the library card.
Yeah, I bought his escape route. He would take certain doors in the building of the library and sneak out the back door, and that's how he got all the books out over time. So,
backdoor bomb.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much, Susanna. So what we need to do now is JW has to take a break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll play first the private session so everybody can catch up to Bob on what's happening.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thanks.
What do you think, Carol?
Yeah, thanks, Susanna. Wonderful. I'll report to the other family member.
Okay.
Of a painful mother.
Okay. They should be able to get her fixed up with your stuff.
Yeah, they can do more. Okay, great.
You can send them this testimonial, right? They can hear it.
No, I'm not going to introduce them to this show.
Okay.
I made notes.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. You can. We'll help them get a date. We'll help them get a date.
Yeah, but it's Bob's dating service. Bob's Tinder.
Yeah.
This sounds just Bob's Tinder.
You mean Grindr. You mean Grindr, Bob.
Oh, yeah, Grindr. Yeah, Grindr Finer. Okay, thanks a lot, people. I'm going to mute everybody and hopefully play this thing. And we'll be calling on you in an hour or so, Ion. See if you're available.
Okay. All right.
You on the other
try
side.
To be here if we can.
Yeah, try to keep JW alive.
Thanks. Thanks, Ion.
Yes, dear.
Thanks, Ion. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, so I mute everybody. So this is recorded on Thursday, December 17th. And it starts off with a very interesting topic. You'll be surprised at what the topic is, but it's there. Oh, I've got to update my computer. The phone disconnects every 5 minutes so I can make the connection to Bill's studio. Okay, here we go.
Now what you got to do is you got to solve the issue, settling the conversation of lockdown Bob Rule.
Uh-huh.
If you notice now, everybody's having a fit. I can't go outside. But then the people who say don't go outside, there's a lot of winos in California. You know, they say, don't go outside. You catch them at the whorehouse, the titty club, drinking wine or whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty ridiculous what they do. They tell you to do one thing, and then they do something else. Kind of like preachers these days, ain't it? They get caught in the hotel room telling, doing what they told you not to do. So that's what's happening now. And the people are starting to get anxious. With this, there's something about starving to death that humans just don't really aren't fond of. I don't kind of understand it, but they've got themselves in this soup now where they can't live. And they can't, and they don't got the corona, or they do got the corona, or they don't have the corona, and they can't go to work, and the kids are good, and mama did, and papa did, and mama did, and daddy died young. So there's nothing they can do. They're locked out. Only in the Democrat strongholds, if you notice.
Yep.
They lock everything down and more people die anyway. That's because this is 5G. This is what we said way back then. Don't go quoting us now. Good Lord Jesus, don't go quoting us. But this is what's happening. Despite their very best Fauci fucked up efforts, more people are dying a day. Now it's 3,800. Now, more people are dying per day now than they did after all this PPP or PPE or DDV, something, personal protective, whatever, this, the mask and the shits and the tits and the lits and the dits, all that stuff.
Right.
Despite everything, it's worse now than it was.
Good.
So,
What do I work on?
Yeah. No. You got to isolate it first. You haven't given a prognosis. How are you going to doctor when you don't know the prognosis? You got to look at the prognosis. What's happening?
I sent an article called Loaded for Guccifer 2.0, which apparently is a book, and a chapter is how the FBI hid their Russia special, in quotes, and it's about 324... 324-something.com. What's the exact thing? 324mail.com. It looks like the emailing structure for Russiagate, anti-Trump gate by Hillary Clinton and that. Is that correct? I just scanned this article. 324.
No. You're talking about Cozy Bear, Bob. Come on now. Cozy Bear. There's two parts. There's Fancy Bear and there's Cozy Bear. And Guccifer is a person.
Yeah,
you know that.
I know that. Yeah, but who did you say? Fancy Bear.
There's Fancy Bear and Cozy Bear.
And they're part of the Hillary Clinton Wiener Network.
No, he was in jail and he hacked into her with gossamer wings.
Yeah.
Email.
So he found the email, released it to people.
Yeah, and even
he did it. Yeah, because he did that, or he already was in jail.
He was already in jail. He did it from jail. How about
did
that?
Did he do it? is 324mail.com what he did it through? No. Is 324mail something that Congress knows about?
It's no, it's network. An app. Or, it's an app.
It's an app.
Cozy Bear is an app.
And what is Cozy Bear? Something else?
Another app.
Right. And what were these apps used for? And what's this article getting at?
It supposedly represented itself as Russian intelligence community as a group of hackers that could then connect to this thing, but it wasn't them at all. It was he.
What did you just say, last words? It wasn't them. It was he.
He. Marcel Lazarejo.
Yeah, that's Guccifer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the list, they have here company Amazon, 54.227 IP. And there's also in the third position, MCI Communication Services, 63.96, da-da-da. But in the middle, it says Bob's Network.
Yeah.
Now, is this a reference to the tech body?
No. To you, Bob.
Yeah. And it's some network that I was in the mix of. This Cozy Bear, Fancy Bear, and Bob's Network.
And Blumenthal to Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Ah, Sidney Blumenthal?
Yes.
Yeah, and Bob, that was another part of it. So, so is this part of Bob's Network? Is stuff that I'm doing that I prefer not to know about? I don't have an awareness of it.
Don't tell anybody because you're trying to prop up the cybersecurity, but you can't prop up cybersecurity with hacks, Bob.
Right, and I was trying to. Bob's Network is something in the loop that was used now to hack national security.
Okay, the one you need to check with, if you can look this up, is Cynthia McFadden. If you can do
that, she's a journalist. Isn't she the journalist?
Yeah, but she got some of the stuff we can't talk about because this has nothing to do with Bucharest. It's supposed to, but it does not.
What's Bucharest? That's the president. They're in the news right to yesterday. The guy went authoritarian or something.
Yeah,
Orland.
Don't tell nobody. Don't tell
is that in reaction to the hack?
You're talking too much. You're talking
I know. It's all right. None of this is going to be broadcast. It's not going to be broadcast. So Cynthia McFadden, okay,
Lazar, then.
What about Lazar?
You're fixing to find out.
Right, Cynthia McFadden, American television journalist. She is working for NBC. She was an anchor. She's in the mix of Bob's Network?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the everybody knows. Now you're going silly on us. Of course, Bob.
Okay, but these people.
Did the Queen Mother live in Windsor Castle?
No, wait a minute. Are these people, is she another person Ion is leaking information to? Putting documents on the nightstand?
No, we don't like her. We don't like her.
She has information that she's withholding so to disadvantage Trump.
It won't work out good.
All right. For Trump or for her?
Either. It's a non-sequitur. So what you what? Say is it's a distraction. Who cares?
Right, well, what's it got to do with Bob's Network?
Well, you're not saying that. That's the key. That's the Osterham key, but don't tell Bert. He'll be all up in your Kool-Aid.
Right.
We're trying to make him not be so number one-ish.
Okay.
So
right.
We're going to have to kill his number one ship. We're going to have to kill his number one ship so he won't be so far ahead of everybody else. But he gets stuff other people don't get. We don't understand it. It's crazy. It's crazy, Bob. It's crazy.
Yeah, so the... national security that's been hacked, national security network, does that include the Echelon network between New Zealand, Canada, United States, Britain, and somebody else?
Yeah,
Australia or something?
It's fictitious. Those connections aren't based on anything. They're valid. They're just not based on anything.
And Echelon is a real connected network, but it's not useful.
Yes, well...